Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom. Today's daf is daf Yud Bet, daf 12. We left off on Yud Aleph Amud Bet. Towards the bottom of the page, about 7 lines on the bottom of the page. Today's daf is a little bit of mathematics. So if you're not good at math, this is your time to learn. Okay. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amir. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says we're on Yud Aleph Amud Bet towards the bottom of the page. Ta'amayu de Beit Shammai. We're still on the opinion of Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai's opinion was dinar or shaved dinar. So the reason of Beit Shammai, kidei Chizkiya, is like Chizkiya. The Amar Chizkiya, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vehefda, melamed shemigarat min pidyona v'yotza. This is referring to Ama Yivriya. But let's say Ama Yivriya was bought, purchased for a certain amount. Let's say she was purchased for $500. I'm just giving an example. For 5 years. And let's say 1 year passed. If she wanted to redeem herself and buy herself out, how much would she have to pay? She would depreciate that value of the amount of time she spent in the house. She worked for 1 year, so it's $500 for 5 years. You take off $100, now you pay $400 and you go free. That's what the pasuk is saying. It makes sense if you say like Beit Shammai, if you gave her a dinar to begin with, the Ama Ivriya, Hainu de Migara Azad Pruta. She can go down, depending on how much time she spent there, she can go down until a pruta. But if you say that she was given a pruta, she was acquired with only a pruta, which is the lowest value, mi pruta, mi migara, can you go anywhere below a pruta? There's nowhere to go below a pruta, so it doesn't make sense that it was a pruta. So the Gemara says, v'dilma achi kamar. Maybe this is what it meant to say, Rahmanan. This is what the Torah has to say. Hecha diyavla dinar tigara at pruta. If he gives her a dinar, you can go down until a pruta. Hecha diyavla pruta, lo tigara klal. But if he gave her a pruta, you don't go down at all because there's nowhere down to go. So the Gemara says, no, lo sakadatach, don't think that. Dumiyad de iyud, it's similar to iyud. What's iyud? Iyud is whenever the ama, the man, the master of the ama ivriya, wants to marry his ama ivriya. So, ma iyud, afagav di ibai miyaed vi ibai lo miyaed. Just like iyud is an option. You can choose, the master can choose if he wants to marry her or not. Kol echad delo matze miyaed lo avu zvina zvine. But if he's not able to marry her, let's say, for example, she's an ervat to him, therefore the sale is not valid. So achaname, so too in this case, kol echad delo matze migara lo avu zvina zvine. Anytime you aren't able to go down, meaning you cannot go any lower than that. If let's say she spent 1 year and she wants to depreciate the year that she spent on the value that she costs now, if you wouldn't be able to because she only received the pruta, then it wouldn't work. Therefore, lo avos vinas vinei, therefore the sale would not be valid. So the Gemara says, v'kiddushei isha le-Beit Shammai nafkalu me'ama ivriya. The kiddushei isha for Beit Shammai comes from ama ivriya. Ma ama ivriya v'pruta lo mikanya. Af isha v'pruta lo mikdasha. Just like ama ivriya cannot be acquired with a pruta, so to a woman cannot be acquired with a pruta. No, it cannot be married with a pruta. Sorry? Meaning has to be more. I mean, no, Beit Shammai's opinion, it needs to be a dinar. It has to be much more than a pruta. So the question is, v'ema palga di dinar. Why don't you say maybe it's half a dinar she's going to be acquired? Or v'ema shtei prutot. Maybe it's two prutot. Why are you saying it can't be a pruta, so it has to be a dinar? That's a big jump. So the Gemara says, kivan da apiktemi pruta okmei adinar. Once you left the status of a pruta, it established it as a dinar. That was the more appropriate status. The Gemara says, ravama, ravaga is a different answer. Hainu, the different explanation of Beit Shammai. Hainu tamad Beit Shammai. This is the reason for Beit Shammai. Shelo yu benot Yisrael kehefker. So the daughters of Israel should not be like ownerless, like hefker. They go around sleeping around. Why would they be ownerless? If they're able to be acquired by a pruta, it's easy, 2 cents, 5 cents, it's not a difficult thing. So he made it a little bit more valuable for the women of Israel. Ubeitilal omrim bepruta, Beitilal says with the pruta. Savar Rabbi Yosef lememar pruta koldu. He says, pruta is any amount. Amar la baye v'ha ala katane. We taught on this, kama pruta, how much is the pruta? Echad mishmona be'isar ha'italki. It's 1/8 of an isar ha'italki. We're going to need to know that. 1/8. So Rabbi Yosef, Abaye's opinion, or the Tanakama over his opinion is 1/8 over here. But the Gemara says v'chi teima hanimila bedoro shel Moshe. Maybe that which Abaye just said that it's 1/8. Maybe that was only the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe nowadays it's whatever value it is, you know, is important in a person's eyes. Meaning, it's not determined on, you know, it's not a set amount. It's not a set amount. The amount that depends on the person. The Gemara says, "Achi Atar Rav Dimi Amar." He says, "She'er Rabbi Simai b'Doro." He evaluated in his generation. Kami Pruta. How much is a Pruta? Chan Mishmona b'Isari Talki. He says, "No, it stayed the same. It's the same set value." The Gemara says, "Achi Atar Ravin Amar." He said, "Rabbi Dostai, Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Oshayashi Aru." They measured. Kama have a Pruta. How much is a Pruta? Echan Mishisha b'Isari Talki. He says, 1/6 of Isar. So therefore, also, it's still a set amount. Even though it's 6 and 8 are two different opinions, we're going to see what the difference between the opinions, but it's either 1/6 or 1/8, but it's a set amount. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Yosef, Ihachi, Hainu Detani. If that's the case, this is what the Braita meant. Se Detanin, Hainu Detanina. This is what we learned. Se v'chashov, Kama Prutot v'shnei Slaim. Go and calculate how many Prutot are in two Slaim. So let's do the math. Yoter me'alpaim. It's more than 2,000. The Gemara says, hold on. Hashta alpaim la'avyan. Yoter me'alpaim karelu. Hold on, it's not 2,000. You call it more than 2,000? How is that the case? It's not. If you do the math, I mean, we can do the math together. One sela is 96 isar. Okay? Every isar is 8 prutot. According to what we just said, a pruta is 1/8 of an isar. So every isar is 8 prutot. So that means that every pruta is 8 times 96. What's 8 times 96? 968, right? 968, that's one sela. You want two selas, you multiply that by two. So you multiply that by two, what do you get? 760, right? 760, right? Around there, 750. You want to do the math? 8 times 96. You do 8 times 96. 768 times 2.
1,536.
So 1,536. How are you saying it's more than 2,000? Two selas is 1,536 pruto. So that's what the Gemara says. I mean, we could have just looked at the next line. The next line told us. Amado Husaba. I wanted to play with you guys. Abu Saba, Ana Tanina La Karov La Alpaim. I meant to say it's close to 2,000. Right, it's you round up. So the Gemara says, "Sof Alpa veChamesh Me'ah Uklatin Veshita." It's only 1,536, like you said. It brings the number. So who the Avian? That's what it was. The Gemara says, "Kevan de Nafkalu Mi Palga Karov La Alpaim Karelu." Once it left the half point. Therefore, it just considered it. It rounded it up and it went all the way up to 2,000. Yeah, you're right. It's 1,536, but it just went up. It rounded up. Okay? Okay. So the Gemara says, Gufa. We go back to what we just said. Kiate Rav Dimi Amar. She'er Rabbi Simai b'Doro. He measured in his generation. Kama hi pruta. How much is a pruta? Echan mishmona v'isar italki. 1/8 of isar. V'chiate Ravin Amar. When Ravin came and said, he said, She'aru Rabbi Dostai. Rabbi Yanai v'Rabbi Oshaya. They measured the following. Kama hi pruta, much is a pruta? Echad mishishar ve'isar ha'italki. 1/6 of an isar. Hold on. Amar le Abaye le Rav Dimi. Neima at ve'ravin be'pluta dehani tanei kam ifligitu. Maybe you, Rav Dimi and Ravin, you're arguing on this following machloket tanaim. The Tanya, the Braita says, pruta she'amru chachamim. What is a pruta? Echad v'shmona ve'isar italki. 1/8 of an isar. Shesh ma'a kesef. It's 6. Okay, this is where the math comes in. 6 ma'a of silver is a dinar. Ma'a is shnei pundionin. 1 ma'a is 2 pundion. Pundion shnei isarin. 1 pundion is 2 isarin. And a isar is shnei mismesin. Okay? And mismes is shnei kontrokin. Okay? So 1 mismes is 2 of those. And a kontrenk is shnei prutot, is 2 prutot. So now if you go backwards, so if 2 prutot is 1 kontrenk, so that means that 1 mismes is 4 prutot, and 1 isar is 2 mismes, so it's 8 prutot. So that means that one isar is equivalent to 8 prutot. That means a pruta is 1/8 of an isar. There you go. That's the first opinion. Nimsa pruta achad mishmona isar al italki. That makes sense how 1/8 of an isar is a pruta. Rashbag omer shlosha handresin. So this one's a little bit harder. So 300 le ma'a in one ma'a. Shnei hannetzin hadres. There's 2 hannetzin in 1 hadres. Shnei shemenin lehans. 2 shemenin in 1 hans. Shtei prutot leshamin. And there's 2 prutot and 1 shamin. Nimsa pruta achad mishisha ba'isar italki. That means 1 pruta is 1/6 of an isar. How do you get to that math? It's a little bit more complicated. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Sha'isar achad mikafdal bedinar. An isar is 1/24 of a dinar. Aval prutot gedolot mima she'amarta. Sha'dinar... Shesh ma'a. 1 dinar is 6 ma'a. Ve'ma'a shlosha hadresin. And a ma'a is 3 hadresin. Hare yudchet hadresin ladinar. That means that 18 hadresim are 1 dinar. Ve'hem shloshim ve'shesh hinitzin. 36 when you multiply it to a hence. Ve'en shivim u'shnaim shemenin. When you go to shemenin, you multiply by 2 again, you get the 72. Ve'hem kuf nemdala dala pruton. You multiply it again by 2 and you get the pruton. So 1 dinar is 144 prutot. Okay, how do we get to isar? So hold on. Chelkem lekavdal chalakim. How much should we say an isar is comparative to a dinar? And isar is 1/24 of a dinar. So an isar is 1/24 of a dinar, and we have 144 prutot in a dinar. That means just divide 144 by 24, and you will arrive at how many prutot are in an isar. If you divide 144 by 24, you get 6. You get 6, very good. So that's how you get 1/6, pruta is 1/6 of an isar. Very good, very clear. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lema demora amar ke tanakama, veravina amar ke rashbag. Maybe, let's say, you say like tanakama, that it's 1/8, and Ravin holds like rashbag, that's 1/6. Amar lei, he said, no. Bein didi or bein ravin, aliba de tanakama. Whether you're going according to me, or according to Ravin, we go like Tanakama that it's 1/8. Velakasha, and it's not the machloket. The machloket is the following. Hadi akor isurei, hadi zul isurei. When the money value that appreciates or depreciates, how much does the value of an isar cost? Hadi akor isurei, kum esin ve'arba bezuzah. When it's much more, meaning whenever the value is more expensive, per se, that an isar is 1/24 of a dinar, that's what he was. That's when we just explained the math for that it would be equal to 1/6. Whereas hadizul, when it depreciates, when the value of it goes down and it's not expensive, kum tiltin uturin bezuzah. Then every isar is 1/32 of a dinar of a zuz, and therefore it would be, if you use that number and divide it into the equation, it would change the number from 6 to 8, right? Let's look at Rashi. It'll make more sense. Ali with Tanakama. Dahinu kistam aditin. Ve'ender abin lo sifa al prutot. Ela isarin huzluva amdu 32 dinar bimehem. Ula'olam kuf tzadibet prutot bidinar. He says, really, there's 192 prutot in one dinar. And when it went up, it went down, and it became 1/32 dinar. Of a isar, sorry. Chashov shesh ba'amim shloshim ushtaim v'timtza kuvtzadibet. Okay, according to him, Mechila, I gave the order the wrong way. According to him, he says when it depreciated, that means the value of the isar went down and it became 1/32 of a dinar, or a zuz. Okay, therefore, you take the 192 and divide it by 32 and you get 6. That's how you get to what's a isar? It's a 6 prutot. Whereas in his days, Rabbi Simai, they were more expensive, these isars. And so therefore it was 1/24. Isar was 1/24 of a dinar or a zuz. And therefore, if you want to get to how many prutot are in an isar, you take that 192 and you divide it by 24. And if you take 192 and divide it by 24, you get to 8. You get to the number 8. Right? 24. Yes. There you go. And that's how you get to 1/8 or 1/6, depending on the value of the isar. Amar Shmuel, kiddusha bitmara afilo omet kor tamarim bedinar mekudeshet. If he does kiddushin with her with a date, and there's millions and millions of dates, the pot of dates sitting in front, and they're all worth very little. They're worth a dinar. Meaning, if you ordered a kor, it's a very big amount of dates, they would be worth one dinar. Meaning that each date is very little in value, mekudeshet. Kiddushin takes effect. Oh, how's that the case? So chashin and shema shaveh pruta b'madai. We're afraid that somewhere else, this date is worth a pruta. And therefore they're mekudeshet. Out of safek. The Gemara says, "V'ha'an antanan." We said in the Mishnah, "Beit Hillel amrim be'pruta v'shaveh pruta." Beit Hillel says, "Pruta or shaveh pruta." So how can you say that we're worried that maybe somewhere it's going to be worth a pruta? That defeats the purpose of Rabbi Beit Hillel's opinion, because now they said it's this amount right then and there. You're saying, "No, we have to go and search anywhere and everywhere in the world. It could be a pruta." That takes away their opinion then. So the Gemara says, "La kasha, havi kiddushei vaday, havi kiddushei safek." Machlok it is if it was for sure kiddushin or a safek kiddushin. If it was done with kiddushin with the actual pruta, therefore kiddushin is vadai. But if it was done with something that in our town is not a pruta, but somewhere else it may be a pruta, therefore it's safek kiddushin. Hahu gavra da aktish bis vadad that were day. There was a person, never, don't do this at home. They did kiddushin with a bundle of feathers. Yativ Rav Shimi bar Chia kamei derav kamei ayin ba. They asked the question now. Eid bashave pruta in ilala if it has worth of a pruta. Therefore, it counted. If not, then not. V'ilayt bashev pruta lo. If it's not worth a pruta, it doesn't count. Hold on. V'amar Shmuel chayshinan. Shmuel just said his opinion that we worry that maybe somewhere it's worth a pruta. So the Gemara says, "Lakashya, havi kiddushei vaday, havi kiddushei safek." Again, the machloket is kiddushin vaday is pruta, kiddushin safek is somewhere there may be worth a pruta. Ha'u gavra da'akdish be'avnad de'kuchla. Person, he went and proposed with a blue stone. Yativ Rav Chista v'kamisha'er le, he was measuring it out. Iid be'shave pruta in ve'ilolo. He went and saw, oh, maybe it's lab grown. So maybe, I don't know if it's worth a pruta or not. Therefore, I'm not sure if it's worth a pruta, then yes. And if not, then no. Ve'ilayt be'shave pruta lo. What? Hold on. If it's not worth a pruta, the kiddushin doesn't work. Ve'amar Shmuel chashinan. Shmuel said, we worry that somewhere it might be worth a pruta. Maybe in, I don't know, in China, lab grown might be worth something. So maybe it would take effect. So Gemara says, Rav Chista lo savar le de Shmuel. Rav Chista doesn't agree with Shmuel, so therefore he doesn't worry that somewhere maybe a pruta has to be in that place itself.
Why don't we just say that in that place it's mekudeshet?
Because we go based on the world. So if I'm proposing to somebody and this is not worth a pruta here, but maybe somewhere else it is, so we worry that maybe it is worth a pruta. Therefore, you should never do a kiddushin with something like that. Amar la, Rav Chista lo savar le de Shmuel. So he doesn't know like Shmuel. Amra la ime. His mother said, "V'ha'hu yomad dekatsha hava be'shave pruta." That day that he did kiddushin, it was worth a pruta. How can you say it's not? Amar la lav kol kemenach de asad la abatra. I can't go that far to make her asur on this second husband, on the following husband that proposed that did kiddushin with her. You can't go back and say, "Oh, maybe it was." It's not enough to say that. I can't rely on something like that. Love Hainu the Yehudit the Vita de Rikhiya. It's not like Yehudit, the wife of Rikhiya. The Avya Latzar Leida, she had difficulty in her giving birth. Amra Li'em, she said to him, mother said to me, Kabil Bich Avuch Kiddushe Kizutrat, my father accepted for me, my mother said to me that my father accepted for me Kiddushin when I was a young girl. So I'm really Asura to you, imagine. Wife comes and says, "By the way, we're never really married. I'm not allowed to be married to you. I was really, my father gave kiddushin and my kiddushin to someone else when I was young." Oy, oy, oy. Amar la, lav kol kemina de imach de asrat lichi lavai. He says, "Your mom doesn't have that type of power to be able to just make you asur to me. It doesn't work like that. You can't just do that." So Amri le, Rabbanan Rav Chista, they said to Rav Chista, "Amai, why not? Ha ika sahadei be idit diadei." There are witnesses in Edit that know that that day it was worth a pruta what he gave, what the father gave to the other guy. So, what, you know, if you're saying the father married her off, how can you, you're saying you have witnesses, how can you go against that? So, hashtamiya leidnu kaman, because I don't see any witnesses now. They're not coming and telling us this. You can't just say there are witnesses somewhere. No, they have to come. Love Hainu de Rabbi Chanina. It's not like Rabbi Chanina. Damar Rabbi Chanina. Edea betzad astan v'teasar. Is it not like if, let's say, a woman, she has witnesses that she got, she got taken captive up north, would she not become asurat to her husband who's a kohen? Abaye v'rava lo svir lehu lehad Rav Chista. Abaye and Rava don't hold like Rav Chista. Im hekelu b'shvuya. What did Rav Chista say? That maybe you have witnesses somewhere else. Sorry, maybe the witness is being somewhere else, it's too far, you have to bring them in front of us for it to count. He says, no, we don't hold like that. Abayin Rava say, Im hekelu b'shvuya, d'minavla nafsha gavei shabai. If we're lenient by a captive, like we just said, because she's disgusting in front of the thieves don't want to take her and sleep with her, she's disgusting. Nekel b'eshet ish, are we going to be lenient with the eshet ish, another man's wife? We're not going to be lenient in such a case. So therefore, even if there are, like Rashi says, the hatira, mishum de'ikas ha'adeh be'idit, because there are witnesses somewhere else. So we can't come and say she's allowed to stay with this man, because there are witnesses somewhere else, so therefore we have to say she's asura. They disagree with Chista. Ishta'arma hi mishpacha b'sura. This family that came from that person, that she was married, and she said there are witnesses that are saying that I'm asura to you, because I was married to someone else, there were offspring that came from her. And uparashu rabbanan mina, the rabbis didn't get close to her. They said, we're not going to intermarry with that family. They're like, they're mamzerim. Velav mishum d'israel l'shmuel. It's not because of the opinion of Shemuel that we're worried that maybe it was worth a prutah somewhere. Ela mishum d'israel l'kabaye v'rava. They hold like Abaye and Rava that what? If we're lenient by the case of a captive, we're going to be lenient by the case of an eshet ish. That's not the case. We're not going to be lenient by the case of eshet ish. And therefore, we're going to view these children as mamzerim. Last story. There was a man who did kiddushin with a branch, like a myrtle branch. They asked Rav Yosef, what is the deen in this case? Give that guy malkut. You don't give kiddushin in the shuk. You don't go and do such like a public promiscuous activity of kiddushin in such a public area. And you need to give a get like Shemuel. Shmuel said, we worry that somewhere it's worth a pruta. How do we know Rav gives lashes for such a thing? The Rav minaged al mekadesh b'shuka. Rav would give lashes if somebody would do kiddushin in the shuk. Val mekadesh b'biyah, or somebody did kiddushin by sleeping with the woman. Val mekadesh b'lo shiduche, or let's say he did kiddushin without actually doing the shiduch process of learning, you know, figuring out who she is and learning who she is first. You know, not just marrying a girl who you don't know. Val di mevatel gita, or somebody who sent a get and he went to cancel the get. So we don't know. Maybe it's going to get to the girl. She's going to think she's divorced. She's really not, because he canceled the get. He told them to cancel his get. Valde masar moda gita. Or let's say he's trying to transfer a message to everyone that, oh no, they forced me to give this get. It wasn't a real get. They, you know, if a forced get doesn't count, it has to be that he says, rotzeani, I want to give the get. So he's trying to tell people it was forced. Let's say the Beit Din. Valde mitzair shluchad rabbanan. Or let's say he causes pain to the messenger. Right? Like a shoot the messenger type of thing. They bring the messenger in and then he starts beating up the messenger. Or valde chalash shamta ilavet il tin yomin. Or let's say the Beit Din has the power to excommunicate someone for a certain period of time. If they excommunicate him, and then he's still after the 30 days of excommunication, he doesn't follow the laws. He doesn't come to the Beit Din. Val chatena didayir bechamua. Or let's say a son-in-law who lives in the house of his mother-in-law, a father-in-law in this regard, who lives in the house of his in-laws, all of these cases, Rav would give lashes. Hold on. That last case is Dayer in Khalif Lo. If you live in the house of your in-laws, the Rav would come and give you Malkut. But if you just passed by, he wouldn't give you Malkut. So the Gemara says, hold on. There was a son-in-law who passed by the house of his in-laws. He went into his in-laws and he passed by. And Rav Sheshet gave him Malkut. Why did he give him Malkut? He just passed by. Because there was already suspicion him with his mother-in-law. And so therefore, since there was already suspicion, even going by the house was already enough to give him Malkut. Generally they say not to live in the same house because of the suspicion of the mother-in-law. That's the situation. The Naradayim say, no, Rav wouldn't give lashes for all of those things. The only time he would give lashes was if you did kiddushin with relations without, like, meeting each other first, or really getting to know each other first, doing the shiduchin process. Some say, afilu b'shiduchin nami, even if they did the shiduchin process, mishum pritzuta, because that's not sanua. It's not sanua to do kiddushin by relations. The way to do kiddushin is usually with kesef and shtar, or nowadays with kesef. But generally, that's the way to do it, and if it was done by relations, the Rav would get upset, and he would give malchut. Okay, we'll stop there for today. A quick 1 minute recap. We started in Yud Aleph Amud Bet by the topic of, and really, it's the bottom of the Amud going on to the Amud Aleph of Yud Ben Amud Aleph by the topic of the opinion of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Then we got into the opinion of Beit Hillel. We jumped into his opinion. And then we started asking, part number two of the daf was, Kamahi Pruta. How much is a Pruta worth? We had a machloket. 1/8 of an Isar or 1/6 of an Isar? We said that maybe there's a machloket Tanaim. We said, no, they both follow Tanakama and they differ because of the value at the different times. Part number three of the daf was Amud Bet, was the opinion of Shemuel. Opinion of Shmuel was, you give something that's not worth a pruta, we're worried it's a kiddushin because maybe it's worth a pruta somewhere else. And part number four of the daf was the different types of things that Rav would give lashes on. Someone who did kiddushin in the shuk, someone who did kiddushin by relation, someone who was mevatel his get, all these different types of things that he would give lashes for because if a person wasn't doing his proper due diligence per se, or let's say wasn't properly doing kiddushin with a woman in a more tsanua, more modest way, therefore he would give lashes to the person to teach him such a lesson. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.